Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with your host, Brent McGuire. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. In today's episode, we are going to recap the series up in Seattle, another series loss for the Angels, and then we're going to preview the upcoming series against the Tampa Bay Rays in Anaheim. But before we get into the episode, as usual, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at BMags94. You can find my written work at Crashing the Pearly Gates. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to download, subscribe, rate, and review the Locked On Angels podcast wherever you get your podcast from. So happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. To start off this episode, just wanted to say thank you to everybody that joined the locker room session on Friday. That was a lot of fun. Again, if you haven't joined yet, I strongly advise you to do so. It's a lot of fun. And if the timing doesn't work for whatever reason, please let me know because I would love to have more people on there because it's been a lot of fun so far. And a big thank you to everyone who sent in questions for Friday's mailbag. So this was an interesting series for the Angels. We're going to spend the first part of this episode talking about that. And then we're going to preview the upcoming series against the Rays and kind of just their schedule as a whole coming up because it's a very difficult next few weeks for the Angels. But let's start by talking about this series against the Mariners. And every single game was kind of different. Friday's game was an ugly game for the Angels. Andrew Heaney did not have a good start. The Angels offense started off the game pretty darn well, but did not have a hit after the fourth inning. They played some sloppy defense. It was just a bad game all the way around, and they lost 7-4. Saturday's game was much better. The Angels scored 10 runs in the first handful of innings of the game. It was a monster performance from the middle of the lineup. Jared Walsh had 2 home runs. Anthony Rendon drove in 4 runs, had a home run and a double. Mike Trout hit a home run. It was an awesome game for the offense. And beyond just the hitting in that game, Griffin Canning had one of the best starts of his career. If you look at his swinging strike, so that's exactly what it sounds like. How many of the strikes in that game or how many of the swings in that game were whiffs? And he had 23 of them in that game. Not only was that a career high for Griffin Canning, it was one of the best games by an Angels starter since the StatCast era started in 2015. The only guys that have gotten more than that were Matt Shoemaker did it twice in 2016 and Shohei Ohtani did it in 2018. So that was a very, very good game all the way around for the Angels. They got fantastic production from the middle of their order. Great start from Griffin Canning. And then Sunday's game was kind of just a dud. I mean, after a really good all-around game on Saturday, they just could not get anything going at the plate on Sunday. They got shut out for the first time this season. Dylan Bundy has been the unlucky Angels starter of this season so far. I don't know if this is exact, but I think Dylan Bundy's run support so far this year is somewhere around 2.6 runs per game, which is obviously well below where the Angels are at this season, being a top 5 offense or so. So Dylan Bundy pitched well again, and you look at his numbers, his ERA is 4, but a lot of the underlying numbers suggest that he's pitched a lot better than that. Has just not gotten any run support so far. He's 0-3 on the season, is still looking for his first win. So you look at this series as a whole, and really the whole week, I mean, it was a giant bag of mixed results this week. And the road trip as a whole, they went 4-6. And we kind of discussed at length on last Monday's episode about the Astros series. It started off really poorly. So they finished off 3-3 this week. They took the series in Texas. They lost the series in Seattle. As a whole, not a very good road trip for the Angels. To their credit, they were playing some of those games without Mike Trout and Anthony Rendon when they were in Houston, but they had those guys back for this week. They were playing teams that are not as good as them. I mean, the Rangers, objectively, are just not a very good baseball team. And Seattle, while they have a better record as of right now, than the Angels, I think it'd be far-fetched to find anybody that actually thought that they were better. And this is kind of an issue based on what we kind of talked about earlier on in this week. And as the week went along, you couldn't help but notice the upcoming schedule for the Angels. They've got four games against the Rays this coming week. They've got three against the Dodgers. We're going to touch on this a little bit more, but this was an opportunity for the Angels to really win some games that they needed to win. I mean, they've done a pretty decent job this year against teams that are pretty good, teams that are, you know, playoff contenders or are in it right now, whether that's the Chicago White Sox or the Toronto Blue Jays, the Houston Astros, like the first week. I mean, they're playing pretty well against some of these teams, but to not win the series against the Seattle Mariners or the Texas Rangers a few weeks ago, I mean, these are games that, look, the Angels, they're going to lose games throughout the season. That's a part of baseball. It's going to happen. And again, I don't want to make it seem like these are must-win games early on in the season, but they've played pretty well against better teams, but not so well against some of the subpar teams. So you look at where they're at right now. They're 13-13. It's hard to not feel a little disappointed that that's where they're at right now. They started off the season 7-3. That was tied for their best start in franchise history. The fact that they are not there, or they were not able to keep that momentum going and just kind of hold on to that lead for a little bit longer. I mean, they are at risk right now of, they're playing some very good teams coming up. Again, we're going to talk about this in a little bit, but they had a little stretch recently where they had this opportunity to really take advantage and build upon what was a strong start to the season, and they just couldn't do it. And I don't want to sound so doom and gloom right now. It's just been a rough couple of weeks for the Angels. They really lost a lot of that early season momentum. And somebody pointed this out recently, and this is always kind of in the back of my head. You look at the Angels' all-time record, and they have as a franchise, since they became a team in the early 1960s, they have a 499 winning percentage, and it just feels like the Angels are always going to be hovering around that figure, and that feels like it's especially more applicable based on the last 5 years or so of Angels baseball, just based on where they're at. So it's been a weird time for the Angels. This has been a strange start to the season. As optimistic as I think we were all feeling after the first couple of weeks, they've kind of come crashing back down to earth. Some of the same issues are plaguing them, whether that's the poor pitching or some of the defensive issues that carried over from last year. It's been a struggle recently. There are some positive things to take from the last week or so. I think the most important thing is the offense is pretty darn good when you have Anthony Rendon in there. And even someone like Max Stassi, I mean, we saw it in full force on Saturday. This is a very, very good lineup when everybody's healthy. Now, I know they got shut out on Sunday. It's going to happen, but the offense has looked really, really good. So hopefully you can kind of take some optimism out of all this. The offense has performed very well for most of this season. We just saw really good starts from Griffin Canning, another pretty good start from Dylan Bundy. So the ingredients are there for a good team. It's just about building that consistency, and hopefully they can do that against some very good teams coming up here soon. So coming up here in a little bit, we are going to preview the upcoming series against the Tampa Bay Rays and really just talk about this difficult schedule that the Angels have coming up. But first, let's take a quick break. Let me tell you about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all of the action at BetOnline. This week has tons of sports action on the go as the NFL draft is on and the Kentucky Derby is back of the first leg of the Triple Crown. Get all of the latest news, odds, and info for your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or your mobile device and check out the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get in the game as your teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. So make sure to head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So let's dive into a little discussion about the upcoming schedule for the Angels. As we've kind of alluded to over the last few episodes, this schedule does get a lot more tricky right now. So why don't we start by the immediate series that the Angels have coming up against the Tampa Bay Rays, the defending AL champion Tampa Bay Rays, who, granted, are not playing all that well this year. They're 14-15. They've struggled to get going. And you look at the construction of that team, it's kind of disappointing to see what they did over the offseason in terms of trading away some of their immediate star talent just to try to get better in the long term. But they are a team that has been able to be trusted, I guess you would say, in the baseball community just based on their track record. So this does feel like a team that is on the verge of breaking out at any point because they still have a lot of talent on that team. So in terms of the pitching matchups, this could be a lot of fun. And I don't think I mentioned it at the top of this episode. Shohei Ohtani was hit by a pitch on Sunday's game on his throwing arm. His elbow felt sore after the game, according to Joe Maddon. They wouldn't say for sure if that was going to keep him from pitching on Monday's game. I would guess that he's going to be okay just based on those comments, but that remains to be seen and is definitely something to monitor as the day goes along on Monday. But if he does pitch, this is going to be an electric matchup because pitching for the Rays is Tyler Glasnow. And I was doing a little research because I know how unique both of these guys are. And obviously, Glasnow is the better pitcher, has been able to be out there more often, hasn't been injured quite as often. But in terms of stuff, these two are like the top shelf elite starters when it comes to stuff. And there are three pitchers this year that have a fastball that averages 97 miles per hour or faster and have two off-speed pitches that have a 50% whiff rate or higher. So again, that's a fastball at 97 plus and two other pitchers with a 50 plus percent whiff rate. Two of those guys are going to be pitching this game, Shohei Ohtani and Tyler Glasnow. The other guy, Corbin Burns, has essentially been unhittable for this entire season. So that kind of gives you an idea of how much fun this could be. But again, this could change drastically based on when you're hearing this. As I'm recording this, we don't know for sure if he's going to pitch. I would assume that he is going to be out there, and hopefully he does pitch because this could be a lot of fun. Tuesday's matchup, we've got Shane McClanahan against Jose Quintana. This is a big start for Quintana. I don't think that's really sugarcoating it. He has been the worst Angel starter this year. He has just not been able to give the team any sort of innings, any sort of quality. It's been a rough go for him. And McClanahan was just called up last week, and he had his first major league start, and he looked absolutely electric. Looks like the next really good Rays pitcher. If you watched the playoffs last year, you would have seen him out there, made his major league debut in the playoffs. That was kind of a rare thing, but maybe a little bit more common last year with all the COVID stuff going on. But this guy's got really electric stuff. So back-to-back games for the Angels, they do have a tough task. Alex Cobb is going to go on Wednesday. He's looking to bounce back. We aren't sure who is going to go for Tampa Bay. It's probably somebody like Luis Patino is my guess, maybe Michael Wacha. And then Thursday, Andrew Heaney. Again, we don't know who is pitching for the Rays. So this is a pretty big series. Like I said, the Angels are sitting at 13-13 right now. They've just been kind of hovering around this mark for the last couple weeks, which, again, as I mentioned before, maybe that's not a surprise. That's what the Angels kind of do as a franchise. But for this year, this is another pretty big series because the following series is against the Los Angeles Dodgers. And granted, that team has not played very well recently. They're dealing with some injuries, but they're probably still the best team in baseball. They're the defending World Series champions, and they're probably going to start playing good baseball here pretty soon. So that is another tough series for the Angels, and it doesn't necessarily get easier after that. They travel to Houston the following week. They play, they've got three games in Houston. Then they go to Boston for three more games that week, and then the following week is, maybe these aren't all going to be playoff teams, but they're still pretty darn good teams with some talented players. They're going to play Cleveland for three. They're going to play Minnesota in that doubleheader that they're making up for from the COVID postponement games from a couple weeks ago. And then they've got the A's. So you think about all of these teams that the Angels have to face coming up. None of these teams are going to be easy. And on the flip side, I've seen a lot of fans saying, well, we're not playing well against the Rangers and the Mariners, teams that they're better than. So maybe this is what they need. Maybe they need some competition to play up to. And I don't know, maybe that's a fair argument to say, but I would also argue that you don't want to be playing this many good teams in a row. So look, early on in the season, but by the time all of those series end, the Angels are going to be, what, a third of the way through the season, give or take? I mean, we're getting pretty deep into the season already, and the Angels, again, after their very hot start to the season, they're kind of just hovering around 500 right now, and I really do feel like these next couple weeks could be a make-or-break time for the Angels. So I don't want this to be a doom-and-gloom episode. I want there to be some optimism about where the Angels are at. And like I kind of alluded to before, the Angels offense is very, very good. They are near the top in a lot of different measures, whether that is runs scored, home runs, weighted runs created plus, wins above replacement. This is a very, very good position player group. Now, I fully admit the pitching is a problem right now. They are doing a really, really bad job in terms of just getting innings out of the rotation. And they have major issues trying to strand runners and some bad luck to go along with it. So the pitching obviously needs to clear itself up a little bit. I will say I feel a lot better about this position player unit than I have in years past. There's just more depth with a guy like Jared Walsh hitting fourth or fifth for you and Justin Upton having a resurgence. So look, I understand the frustration about the way they've played recently, but it is an improvement over where they were last year, and I guess you can take that as some sort of optimism. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is a very, very difficult stretch coming up for the Angels soon, and it's going to be fun to watch this amount of talent, but as an Angels fan, it's definitely going to be a difficult stretch. So we're going to take one final break before we get out of here, but first let me tell you about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar on the market right now. The new and improved Built Bar is even more delicious than it's ever been before, thanks to 6 new amazing flavors such as cookies and cream and lemon almond cheesecake. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate and they're soft and easy to chew. Most importantly, Built Bars are healthy. They are great for the health conscious guy or gal. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber, and they're great for any kind of diet. So make sure to go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. Get all of the sports news that you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Your host, Peter Bukowski, updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. So make sure to follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from. So let's wrap up here with today's episode. As I mentioned, tonight's game could be a lot of fun. And even if Ohtani does end up getting scratched, it should be a fun game just to see the Angels offense against Tyler Glasnow, who is basically one of the most unhittable pitchers in baseball right now. He was already a very, very talented pitcher, and then proceeded to go out and add a really good slider to the arsenal, and it has just taken him to the next level. So it's going to be fun either way, but as a baseball fan, as an Angels fan, I really do want to see Shohei Ohtani on the mound, because in terms of just pure stuff, I'm not saying Ohtani and Glasnow are the two best pitchers in baseball, but in terms of stuff, it's really hard to find anybody else that is better than those two. So I'm hoping for it just as a baseball fan and selfishly as an Angels fan. So either way, should be a fun and eventful week of Angels baseball as they head back to Anaheim, playing the two teams that played in last year's World Series. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's a big week for the Angels. They can kind of get themselves back into the mix by playing some good baseball. So let's hope we can see that happen. But that's going to do it for today's episode. As always, thank you for joining. Stay safe out there, and we will talk some Angels baseball on Tuesday.